ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 8।
गृहमानितमाहूय प्रह्लादं दैत्ययाजकः प्रशस्य श्रक्ष्ण्या वाचा समपृच्छन्त सामभिः गृहमानितमाहूय प्रह्लादं दैत्ययाजकः प्रशस्य श्रक्ष्ण्या वाचा समापृच्छन्त सामभिः।
वर्ड मीनिंग गृहम टू द प्लेस ऑफ द टीचर्स संड एंड अमरका आनितम ब्रॉट आहूय कलिंग प्रह्लादम प्रह्लाद दैत्य याजकः द प्रीस्ट ऑफ द डेमन हिरण्यकशिपु प्रशस्य बाय पासिफाइंग श्लक्ष्णया विद वेरी माइल्ड वाचा वॉयस समपृच्छन्त दे क्वेश्चन सामभिः बाय वेरी एग्रीएबल वर्ड्स ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन व्हेन हिरण्यकशिपु सर्वेंट्स ब्रॉट द बॉय प्रह्लाद बैक टू द गुरुकुल द प्लेस वेयर द ब्राह्मणस टॉट द बॉयस द प्रीस्ट्स ऑफ द डेमन्स संड एंड अमरक पासिफाइड हिम with very mild voices and affectionate words they inquired from him as follows purport sandha and amarka the priests of the demons were eager to know from prahlad maharaj who the vaishnavas were that come to instruct him in krishna consciousness their purpose was to discover the names of these Vaishnavas. In the beginning, they did not threaten the boy because when they threatened, he might not identify the real culprits. Therefore, they very mildly and peacefully inquired as follows.
Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhrun Militam Jena तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदे अहम श्री गुरो श्रीयुत पद कमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणं रघुनाथं नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितं स नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद बोलिए हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण. सो इन दिस सेक्शन ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम वेयर प्रहलाद द सेंटली सन ऑफ हिरण्यकशिपु हियर वी आर रीडिंग द नरेशंस दैट प्रहलाद दैट सी नारद इज स्पीकिंग दिस वर्स स्पोकन बाय नारद जी. Narada ji is saying that first time when Prahlad was called by his father from Gurukul and the interaction what they had and he became very upset and heavy complaint and so now in this verse it is said that so the supreme government authority the Hiranyakashipu he was the all in all supreme master he in his upset mood he told his people take this boy back to the Gurukul again and warn them that this is the going on these things going on they should be very careful so the attendants of Hiranyakashipu they took Kumar Prahlad to Gurukul back to the boarding school back and with the petition complaint they intimate the teachers the Gurukul so though the purport the translation and purport is that when Hiranyakashipu's son Prahlad brought to the Gurukul so immediately the in charge of Gurukul the two persons Sandha and Amarka they tried to find it out the cause from Prahlad Maharaj and how they are doing it this verse is saying by very mild and very becoming very friendly they are trying to get the culprit's name out from Prahlad Maharaj. Somehow or other they started investigating. So though because it is discussed about Gurukul so we can see that the Gurukul means the house of the Gurus. This is the house of the Gurus where Gurus used to stay and what is the business of the Gurus? They are teachers. They are teaching. And not only this case, if you see in the Gurukul where Lord Ram and his brothers they were studying, in the Gurukul where Pandavas and Kauravas they are studying, and the Gurukul where Krishna Balaram were studying with their friends, and many other Gurukuls in Vedic literatures we are finding. One thing we see in the Gurukulus, the Gurus very limited. Many places they are one. Here only two, because this is university, Royal University, maybe one staff extra. Otherwise one guru. That is a famous Gurukul where Krishna Balaram. They got admitted. Sandipani school. Sandipani was the only one, and to assist him his wife. That's it. Yes. In Dronacharya school, he was the one, and Prasuram he was one. Anywhere you find them. Gurukul means one guru. Because if I was thinking like that, why it is the system? Because this is modern education, diluted this education process, educating process. Because this is directly person to person contact. If one person be with them for years, then his mood, his intentions, his thinking, his think will relate to them. They will reciprocate each other. If many staffs are there, then they will become contaminated. How will maintain the purity? One guru says he should be pure enough. And this guru, they have many subjects, but he will one subject by another. At a time, 10 subjects, no. One subject graduate, then another subject starts, then another subject. Krishna Balaram, they graduated in 64 subjects. One guru. Not 64 teachers. No, so many branches, so many teacher staffs, no. As many teachers, as many staffs you bring, that many contamination you are bringing. But they are dealing with the boys. The more people you bring, the more contamination will come. The different thoughts, different thinking process. One person, in another person we have five fingers, different size. It is a lesson in Bhagavatam that one woman was doing something, he has two, three bangles in her hand. And they are making sound. He said, take one by one. When she, one is there, then it's one. Finally, silence. So one teacher process is there. So many subjects, no matter, one teacher will teach. He will understand in and out of the boys. And the boy will understand in and out of the teacher. They will have so much deep relation, deep-rooted relation. That is what guru and shishya process. They should understand each other like anything. The relation should be very much essential. But nowadays, this modern education, so many branches, so many staffs and teachers, so how we can maintain purity? Impossible. I am seeing modern gurukuls, as many students, more than their teachers. The number of teachers more than that, how come? And then the fees will be high. Because you have to maintain so many staffs for a few students. No, this is not the Vedic process. Vedic process is one guru. Whatever he knows, he will teach. Process wise, it will take time. And he is the only person responsible. And he will take personal care, whatever care, he will make him perfect. And in this process, if one guru is there, so then he is the only sole responsible person. And anybody want to join or relate to ask, he should be asked only. And the school will be reputed by that guru only. Whatever his mood, what his follows, what his thinking, what is his understanding, that is. Guru Sandipani was well famous, well known. And he taught 64 branches of education to Krishna and Balaram. Not that so many teachers have, no. One by one. In many cases we are seeing Guru Sarvan. And how their education process is so practical. So practically they were teaching that after getting graduated from the Gurukul, they will never oriented for a job. No. They will become swabalambi. Yes. They will try to maintain themselves. But this modern education is totally based on job oriented. If after getting your degree you can't get a job, you will commit suicide. It's useless. What is the use of I am so much educated, I am not getting a job? No. This is not the aim of the education, to be a to get a job. No. And the process of Gurukul in Vedic system, that the students, they are getting admitted. Before admission, you have deposited the fees. No, that was not the system. You will get admitted, they will test you. Practically, they will test you in various ways. They will take their interview and they will accept you. And you are there. Then they will start teaching. And when you will become graduated successfully, then only it is up to you whatever Guru Dakshina you have to give. The payment will be at that time only, not before that. That is the system, Vedic education system. Not that fast you pay, then you become bhut-pret, who knows? Whatever you go. No. That is not the system of education. First, the guru has to take the responsibility. Somehow or other, he is personally responsible to make him a matured person. He should make him understand. Then only if he feels that, no, I understood the Shastra, I am now matured, I can manage myself, then I want to give some dakshina to you. This is the process. Then say, guru will ask something, they will give. This is the process. Not that fast to give. If you maintain so many things, then you have to need more maintenance. No, it's one person. One person, he has to relate. So his ideas, his idealism, his philosophy, his thinking, that will reflect in the students. That's the students will become so much ideal, so grown up, so matured. Now who knows? Hundreds of staff teachers, how can you maintain purity and continence? Not impossible. And here, in this Gurukul case, that Hiranyakashipu, we are studying from the pages of Bhagavatam, Hiranyakashipu was so powerful king, so powerful emperor, that he was controlling the nature, so to say. Yes. He was controlling the whole nature, whole material cosmos, the whole universe was controlled by him. Everything, all the demigods were their servants of him. So powerful. And if he will make a Gurukul, he will have proper consideration for it. He doesn't have a space problem. No, I need some more space, maybe some more money, some fundraising. Hiranyakashipu has no problem for that. Enough space, all angles he must have considered very well, very perfectly. He has everything. And he selected the teachers, the gurus, those who are famous in that time, Shukracharya. Krishna is telling Kavinam Usunakavi, I am Shukra. He had that power of Sanjeevani Vidya, that even Devaguru Brihaspati's son, he was to come and get admitted and get lessons from Shukracharya. He was so powerful teacher. And Shanda and Amarka, the direct son and disciple and student of Shukracharya. Then he must have taken very personal care to educate them. So this Shanda and Amarka, they were at that time, they must be really famous, well-known teacher. Yes, they are not ordinary teacher like that. And these two staffs, no other staffs. And they were so well educated in this, whatever the syllabus they have. Hiranyakashipu must have checked thoroughly the syllabus. Yes, whatever Rajaniti, Dandaniti, Bhedaniti, whatever, very perfectly, well designed, because the syllabus was thoroughly edited by Shukracharya. The perfect person, Shukracharya. And Shanda and Amarka, they were teaching Hiranyakashipu, well known about what the subjects are. And Prahlad Maharaj, when he started studying there, and when he was, that means that was a boarding school. Definitely, that Gurukul was, Gurukul means students have to stay in the house of gurus. So that is the house of guru boarding school. Prahlad was staying there. Many other boys were staying there. And that's why Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu called. He was the youngest son. And when the Hiranyakashipu very affectionately started interviewing his son, so tell me what you learn. And what he says, Hiranyakashipu became bewildered. What he is saying? Is this they are teaching there in the school? So we become disturbed. What is going on? This should not be the syllabus there. This should not be the course there. Then he checked, no, the course is perfect. Nothing. So when the boy come back, brought back by the people of Hiranyakashipu to the school, and the school and the in charge, the authority of the school, so now they get the heavy government pressure. They are pressurized by the government like anything, that why this disturbance is happening, why somebody is polluting the students. Heavy pressure, government pressure. And those the principals, the director of the school, they are very serious now. So they are finding out, we don't know these things, not in our books. We never studied, not in our library even. Nowhere, not in our subject, no course in syllabus, nothing. Where from we got these things? The government, the Hiranyakashipu is doubting that maybe in disguise some devotee they are coming. So they said, we have very secured place. That Gurukul must be very ideal place. Hiranyakashipu's Gurukul. So all sorts of care they have taken. This no chance of somebody coming and without our notice and doing something. So then they want to find out from the boy. So yesterday I was discussing with some of the Gurukul staffs. That is one of the trick for a successful institution, for a school, that we should follow this kind of situation. See, Sandhan, Amarka, they are not ordinary people. They are direct son and disciple and student of Shukracharya and in the empire of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu must have selected the supermost. They must have checked their career and everything. Hiranyakashipu is not ordinary personality. All the Indra, Chandra, Surya, they are serving. He did not put them in teacher's position. No, you are not fit for that. He selected the really Sandhan Amarka, the really selected personality. And he has full faith on them, these two teachers. And they are so famous and so cultured and knowledgeable person in their knowledge. And what formula they are adopting when they are getting pressure from the government for the problem, what process they are adopting? They are trying to find it out from the bias, from the students. What is the problem? So unless and until you have to make relationship with the students, how do you know? So this is when Lord Ram was the ideal king. He had various ways of knowing the moods and thinkings and understandings of the praja. That is the business of the king, the head, management head. And he himself used to go in this wise. He used to send different kind of spies, you know, different ways to find out what they are feeling, what they are talking. If you call somebody in the office, official you ask, he will never say the truth. He will never open his heart. Never, never it will happen. No. So if you want to success of any institution head you are to, then you have to find out from the praja, from the people who you are dealing with. How to do? This verse is saying, Griham Anitam Ahuya. Griham Anitam, it's a school. It's a school means it's a royal school. Royal Gurukul, Hiranyakashipu's royal in this kingdom means it's very famous, well known. It's not ordinary school. But they didn't bring this school, Griham Anitam, but to their house. Prahlad was brought back by the teacher to their house, private, personal. Ahuya, and then they didn't call him to the office. They could have called to the office, principal office, director office of the director. No, if you call anybody students to the office, they will never speak the truth, they will never open their heart. No, it's official relation, official dealing. In this way, cannot penetrate to their heart. If you want to know the truth, then this is the way. You have to go the official relation, forget it out, go privately, personal relation. Invite them to their house, to your house, and very personally, Ahuya, ask them, not with their designation, I am so and so, my post and designation, no, I am your friend. Become so friendly, so intimate with them, so affectionate, so dear and near. Somehow or other, you have to bring them into your confidence. You have to win their heart. Then only you can draw the, what is the root. You have to have many ways, systems, how to make so nice friendship that they will openly tell you what they are feeling, what they are thinking, what their mood and intention. Then only you can take some steps. Otherwise, failure. So this is the way adopted by Hiranyakashipu's government and the directors of the school, Sandhan Amarka. They are the board of directors. And they called Prahlad to their personal house, and very mildly, affectionately they are asking, making friendship with them. Somehow or other, they are trying to find out the root cause of it. If we will take a official action, forget it. No ways. This is wrong way. This is the system of modern technique. In everywhere we are taking official action. No. By taking official action, you cannot win their heart, you cannot get the truth, you cannot get the fact. If you want to know, you have to be really friend with them. Be really friend with them. Yes. In any trouble, when the devatas, they were thrown out by the asuras, and they went to Lord, this happened, what to do? Then Krishna told this Amrita Manthan, he said, go and make friendship with the devas. Oh, they are janmajata satru. They are enemy from born. We never get together. We can't see each other. Now, yet, in this problem, you want to shut out. Now, yes, then you have to go and make friendship. Now, how come? How come we'll make friendship? I'm telling it. He said, take this proposal. Proposal of nectar. Amrit. Prapti ki proposal. The file, he gave them file, on the top of the file, the name is nectar. How to get the nectar? Everybody knows the qualities of nectar. Though we have never tasted nectar till yet, none of us. But every day in your day-to-day life, when we are drinking some juice, it's tasty. Oh, it's like nectar. Oh, this is like nectar. Are you? Have you seen nectar?